Audio test for microphone number one for the series finale between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here's an audio test for microphone number two as the Shorebirds and the Red Sox will play at 5:05 p.m. We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark for a cloudy Sunday afternoon as this six-game series will come to a close today as the 57-55 Salem Red Sox battle the 40-72 Delmarva Shorebirds. Hello, my name's Andy Losey, and this has been a back-and-forth series. The Delmarva Shorebirds come into today with a chance to win the series after taking back-to-back wins on Friday and Saturday night. They will try to make it three in a row, their first time this week, and this is how they will line up today. The right fielder number two, Elio Prado, leads off the order, while the left fielder number seven, Judd Fabian, bats second. Center fielder number 33, Dylan Beavers, bats third, while the designated hitter for the Shorebirds today is number 38 in Max Wagner. Shortstop number 15, Frederick Van Cosme, number 27, Noel Burt Romero, goes six. Catcher number 12, Adam Retzbach, batting seventh. First baseman number 45, Creed Willems, the difference maker last night at the eighth spot. And rounding out the order, it's second baseman number four, Adam Crampton. On the mound today for the Salem Red Sox, it is right-handed pitcher Angel Bastardo. And we all know what happened to him his first time out this week against his Delmarva Shorebirds side. One-thirds inning of work. That's right. Gave up one hit, two earned runs on the outing, and was given the losing decision. First pitch of the day will come at 5:06. A bouncer right to Salazar. Backhand play. Throw to first in time. So a much better start for Bastardo and the Salem Red Sox as they get the leadoff batter to ground out to start off the contest. And now it comes up with the left fielder in number seven, Judd Fabian. Took the night off last night for Delmarva, but he has been a hitting machine for the Shorebirds this week down in Salem. 500 batting average. And his first pitch of the day will be a fastball that's called strike one. Very low clouds here at Salem Memorial Ballpark to our right field side. Besides that, mostly cloudy conditions as the 0-1 pitch will be skied up down the first base side. Miller moving over towards the dirt. He's going to look up and watch this one land about two rows up along the first base side on the seating area. Not too hot here either at Salem as we are currently sitting at 73 degrees. A nice kind of temperature. Mostly cloudy skies. It did rain about an hour or two before first pitch. Here's the 0-2 kick, and the pitch is just low and outside for ball one. If you guys are just tuning in, it is a 0-0 start between Delmarva and Salem. Last night, the Shorebirds got an early run in the top of the first inning with leadoff home run by Reed Trimble. And now the 1-0-1-2 pitch misses low and outside. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to straightaway center here at Curling Clinic Field. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bastardo takes a deep breath at the mound, steps in and fires, and Fabian backs this one up towards the screen and will stay at 2-2. Shea Graham is our home plate umpire for the series finale, while Brian Laws is out on the base paths, currently just standing to the right of the first base foul line. Base paths clear, a 2-2 pitch for Bastardo, kicks in deals, and Fabian will chop this off his foot, and it will stay 2-2 as he painfully circles his way back towards the right-handed batter's box behind home plate. The Salem Red Sox are wearing their red baseball uniforms today, with the blue Red Sox going across the front of the uniform and a blue numbering on the back. White baseball pants going with that jersey as well. Traditional Salem Red Sox ball cap, a dark blue cap with a red S on the front. So we'll do another 2-2 pitch on the way to Judd Fabian. A long look here from Bastardo. And now here's the kick and the deal. It's a breaking ball that stays high and inside, and it fills up the count at 3-2. The Delmarva Shorebirds going back with their black baseball uniforms with the logo on the front right of their uniform. Should I say front left? Sorry, I was looking at the wrong way. 3-2 pitch, and this one will be a fastball that misses low at 94. And Jed Fabian is the first base runner of the day for Delmarva. He has walked with one out here in the top of the first. So now the left-handed hitting center fielder, number 33, Dylan Beavers, makes its way to the plate. And now that I've got my rights and lefts correct, Delmarva Shorebirds with their D logo on the front left of their baseball uniform, orange numbers out on the back. So here's the first pitch to Beavers. It goes fastball, called strike one at 92 miles per hour. Along with that uniform, they're wearing their gray baseball pants and are wearing their traditional ball cap as well, an all black cap with the same logo that is on their jersey on the front of their cap. 0-1 count. Fabian with a little lead at first. Here's the pitch, and Beavers will put this towards the right side. Slow chopper that'll be scooped up by Mydroff. Throws to first for the force out for one. Sliding into second. The board, the Shorebirds do get a runner in scoring position. You have to think that maybe some of the prior elements affected that grounder. Maybe a little bit more speed on it. Mydroff would have had the opportunity to turn two to end the inning, but he went with the easy out at first. Here's the first pitch to Max Wagner on a check swing. It is called by Shea Graham on a breaking ball that rolls low for strike one. Take a look at the Salem Red Sox defense. Keir Meredith in left field. Carson Simas out in center field. Eduardo Lopez back in right field. John Frank Salazar at third base. Edison Paulino back in the lineup at shortstop. Chase Mydroth, he's at second base. Tyler Miller at first. And Daniel McElveny behind the plate. 0-1 pitch, a fastball that misses low, and the count's even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Two away in the inning, Judd Fabian is the only base runner today for Delmarva. He was walked with one out in his 0-0 contest. Chance here for Wagner. A 1-1 pitch to the designated hitter, and this is a breaking ball that misses low for ball two. Last night, a 5-3 win for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Got two runs in the top of the ninth inning, powered by Creed Willems. Solo home run, and then four straight batters got on after that and walked home a fifth run. And now the 2-1 pitch is spiked in front of McElveny, and it goes towards the backstop. Fabian slides into third without any throw there, and now the count goes 3-1. Actually, it was a stand-up into third. Just swiftly went into third base is what I should have said on that, as the hitter's pitch is going to come up here for Wagner. 250 on the week, three RBIs for the Shorebirds. A chance here to get the first run of the contest. Here's the pitch, and Wagner will send this deep out towards right field. Lopez is moving, bulking back to the track, looking up, and it's off the wall. It drives into one. Wagner is thinking about three here as Lopez picks it up. He's going to be fired towards third, but sliding is Wagner, and he's safe with a two-out RBI triple. In the top of the first for the second straight night, and they lead 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Second night with the Delmarva triple as well, as now pitching coach Nick Green will come out to talk with Angel Bastardo. Tonight is game 113 between these two teams. Not between the two teams this season, but you have game 113 for the Salem Red Sox and game 113 for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Last regular season meeting of the year, the Salem Red Sox will only see one more North Division team following tonight's contest, and that is against the Fredericksburg Nationals in the last week of the season. Delmarva, though, they'll play three straight to close out the year after this. Here's the first pitch on the way to Frederick Bing Posme, and this is shot out towards Chase Meidroff, but it goes through for a base hit. Wagner scores, Ben Cosme takes a big turn at first, but he will settle with a two-out RBI single, and Delmarva doubles up their lead. It's now 2-0 Shorebirds in the top of the first. So Bastardo having a little trouble again against Delmarva in the early going. He gave up three runs in that top of the first inning before his day came towards an end. And now another big two-out rally here for the Shorebirds in another contest. First pitch is on the way. This one was wide for ball one, and going off the glove of McElveny will towards the backstop, and gliding into second base goes Ben Cosme. So another Shorebird moves into scoring position. Was able to get the two of the first three batters to ground out, but since then a triple and a single, and hasn't gotten any prettier for Bastardo. A swing and a miss by Noel Bert Romero, and the count evens up at 1-1. 233 hitter this season for the Delmarva third baseman. 8 home runs, 40. Right-handed batter goes against the right-handed pitcher of the Salem Red Sox. Bastardo takes a look at second. He kicks and deals, and the breaking ball misses low for ball two. Been a tough few games for Salem leading up to the Sunday finale. Had some opportunities to pull out some big wins down the stretch. 2-1 pitch, and this will be tapped foul by Romero as it goes towards the backstop, and the count evens up at 2-2. So a chance here for Bastardo to get out of the inning with the deuces wild at bat, and he's got to make sure to strand the runner at second base for Delmarva and Frederick Bincosme. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. This will be cranked down the left field line, and it will hook foul, landing past the Roanoke Times Pavilion and the Salem Red Sox bullpen. 2-0 lead for Delmarva over Salem. A triple by Max Wagner, and a single followed up by Frederick Bincosme, driving back-to-back runs, and now it's a 2-0 lead. 2-2 pitch, and a breaking ball just up and inside, and the count goes 3-2. 80-mile-per-hour delivery by Bastardo. And the count is full once again. Three balls and two strikes. Runner at second holds. Pitch on the way. Romero will blast this out towards left center field. Sima's moving back to the track. And he makes the catch short of the track. Well, the Delmarva Shorebirds do strand one base runner in scoring position, but they do bring two home, and they have an early 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. We'll get our first look at the home offense when we come back right after this on MILB.TV.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-0 lead for the Delmarva Shorebirds over the Salem Red Sox. After a triple by Max Wagner was followed up by a single by Frederick Bencosme. And once again, the Shorebirds seeking to get that series win have a good start to the series finale. Let's take a look at the Salem Red Sox offense as they will try to turn it up here in the bottom of the first inning. Left fielder number 1, Keir Merritt, leads off the order, followed by right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Shortstop number 9, Edison Paulino, bats third, while the cleanup hitter is second baseman number 23, and Chase Mydroth. First base number 14, Tyler Miller, bats fifth, while the Salem Red Sox designated hitter number 13, Yoberto Mexicano, bats sixth. The catcher number 11, Daniel McElveny, bats seventh. Third base number 3, John Frank Salazar, bats 8th. And center field number 16, Carson Simas, rounds out the order. First pitch by Moises Chesse is going to be shot out to shallow right center field. Camping underneath of it is Adam Crampton to make the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Moises Chesse. Apologies on this first pronunciation on the way around. It's his second start this week for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Was given no decision on Tuesday night. Went four innings. Pretty good performance from Chesse, where he only gave up two hits and one earned run. First pitch on the way to the switch hitting right fielder Eduardo Lopez is missed low for ball for Delmarva over Salem. And here's the 1-0 pitch to Lopez, and this will miss high and outside for ball two. Only three walks by Chesse on Tuesday. 34 of his 64 pitches found the zone. And here's the 2-0 pitch to Lopez. It's a breaking ball that misses inside for ball three. The repertoire of Chesse is four-seam fastball, slider, changeup, and sinker. 3-0 pitch to Lopez. He'll watch it go the whole way, and it's going to be a fastball for a called strike one. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Lopez, and this is popped up mile high. Might be playable for the catcher and Retzbach, and he gets right by the Salem on-deck circle and makes the catch for out two. Didn't have much else room to go if you're Retzbach, but it just stayed in the playing area, and it comes down with the catch. Two up, two down for Chesse, and let's get a look at the Delmarva Shorebirds defense today. Judd Fabian out in left field, Dylan Beavers in center field, Elio Prado out in right. Noah Bert Romero at third base. Shortstop is Frederick Bencosme. And Edison Paulino at the plate. He takes the first pitch, a breaking ball called strike one by Shea Graham. Meanwhile, Adam Crampton is at second base. Creed Willems at first base. And Adam Retzbach behind the dish. Paulino will slap the 0-1 pitch towards the left side of the third base foul line. Moving over is Romero. And he makes the catch just a little ways back for the third out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Moises Chesse to get his day going, and Delmarva will go into the second with a 2-0 lead. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the second inning we go. Delmarva leads Salem 2-0 here on MILB.TV. Angel Bastardo, the Salem Red Sox pitcher, will go against the bottom three of the order with Adam Retzbach, Creed Willems, and Adam Crampton all to bat here in the frame. So another solid start by Delmarva, not only on the offensive side, but defensively as well. A 1-2-3 inning manufactured by Chassé, and the first pitch to Retzbach is taken high and upstairs for ball one. The right-handed hitting catcher is back in the lineup after taking a day off. 0-2 with two strikeouts as he goes to the count of 1-1 on a tip and a swing and a miss into the glove of McElveny. 1-1 is the count, and Retzbach made that performance on Friday, and he swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch. And now Bastardo's ahead 1-2 in the count. 250 weak for Retzbach, and now Bastardo quickly into the 1-2 pitch. A chopper towards the third base side, and Salazar watches it hit off his glove and trickles out towards left field. And the leadoff batter is aboard as a fielding error by the Salem Red Sox third baseman will get Retzbach on base for the first time today. So Salazar was a little patient on that bouncer going his way, and I might correct myself here. They might have counted it as a base hit. So it actually is an Adam Retzbach leadoff single. Thought it bounced off the glove of Salazar, meaning it was going to be an error. And a little bit of a delay there as Shea Graham was talking to Luke Montz in the Salem Red Sox dugout. But we're back and ready to go as the left-handed hitting first baseman Creed Williams at the plate. First pitch is foul tipped. It comes off the glove of McElveny for strike one. Well, we mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, but yesterday Creed Williams, a solo home run in the top of the ninth inning, broke a 3-3 tie between Salem and Delmarva, turned out to be the game-winning hit. 0-1 pitch to Williams go on the check swing. They did not, as the pitch misses slow and away for ball one. Williams drafted in the eighth round of the 2021 MLB draft, making his fourth appearance for Delmarva this week. 1-1 pitch to Williams, a swing and a miss, and Bastardo ahead on a count once again as the count drops to 1-2. 2-of-3 night for Williams on Saturday. A couple of RBIs and a run as well. 1-2 pitch, and he will watch this spike low for ball two. He had a count of 2 balls, 2 strikes, and obviously the Salem Red Sox are going to try to come away with the win today, but stay close enough to Fredericksburg and the Carolina League North Division second half standings. 2-2 count, pitch on the way to Willems, and it hits his right elbow. And that would move Delmarva Shorebirds runner into scoring position as Willems gets hit by a fastball right on the elbow pad. So the Delmarva first baseman is doing just fine as he jogs down the first. Two batters of the inning have reached safely for the Shorebirds, and Adam Crampton has a chance to add on to the Shorebirds 2-0 lead. First pitch on the way to the Delmarva second baseman, and it's a swing and a miss for strike one. The right-handed hitter went 0-of-3 yesterday for Delmarva, picked up a run of the 5 that the Shorebirds scored. So it looks to get his first hit in what's been quite a while for Crampton. 0-1 pitch, he will foul off the 0-1, and that will roll back towards the backstop, and the count goes 0-2. So once again, another nice lead for Bastardo. He got Retzbach on a 1-2 count, got Williams on a 1-2 count. Now an 0-2 count on Crampton. Here's the pitch, and this one is a fastball that misses away at 93 for ball one. So you've had 3 at-bats where you've had a 1-2 count, but each one has reached safely. A Retzbach single, a Williams hit by pitch. See how Crampton is able to fare. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and the breaking ball misses low and outside for ball two. So even count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Bastardo did have a tough go on Tuesday against Delmarva, but seems as if he's going longer today. 2-2 pitch, and Crampton fouls this towards the screen right over Elio Prado out of the Delmarva on deck circle. So a nice battle here for the Delmarva batter in Crampton, as Bastardo has fired away at 38 pitches already with nobody out in the second. 2-2 pitch, Crampton check swing, but it's in there for a called strike three. And Angel Bastardo gets his first punch out of the night, and it probably could not have come at a better time for the Red Sox right-handed pitcher. So with Crampton Riva and Elio Prado in the batter's box, the right fielder is 0-1 today, and the first pitch he will take the breaking ball low for ball one. First time through the order for Delmarva, they pick up three base hits, two runs, solid start, 1-9. We'll see how the second time around goes. 1-0 pitch to Prado, and this will be shot right back up towards the middle. Backhand play by Majaw. Throw behind it to Paulino for one. Throw to first for two. Put some music to that one. A 4-6-3 double play. And the Salem Red Sox get out of the inning. It stays Delmarva 2. Salem nothing. Going to the bottom of the second. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Moises Chassé went 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first inning. And he comes out here for the bottom of the second as Delmarva leads 2-0 over Salem. Chase Mydroth, Tyler Miller, Gilberto Mexicano all to bat for the Red Sox as the first pitch to Mydroth is a breaking ball that just never came down. Just slipped out of the hand of Chassé and it ricocheted off the backstop for ball one. That might be the easiest take that Mydroth has all day long. 1-0 count lead for the Salem right-handed hitter. And here's the 1-0 pitch. It misses inside for ball two. Well, what a play by the second baseman of Mydroth to end the top of the second. Got a backhanded ground ball. Flicked it behind his back to Paulino to start the 4-6-3 double play as the 2-0 pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Definitely got this crowd worked up here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 2-1 pitch is called strike two. Mydroth not too happy, thought the pitch was a little low at 90 miles per hour. And now the Salem batter will call for time. .345 batter this season, a 1.026 OPS. And the 2-2 pitch is taken upstairs for ball three. Pretty good crowd today at Salem, considering that for the forecast coming into today, it looked like it was going to rain the whole entire time. 3-2 pitch to Mydroth, and that is fouled back towards the netting, and will stay at full. Yesterday, forgot to mention on the broadcast, sellout crowd for Military Appreciation Night. It was rocking last night here at Salem. And here's the 3-2 pitch to Mydroth, and this will be popped up down to section 307. Up in the general admission seating. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from Chase. Mydroth pops this one up, heading towards this almost same spot, and it lands on the concourse area on the first base side. Good battle here from Mydroth, as this at-bat will take 8 pitches. That is just as much as Chase had to do in the first. Here's the pitch, and this one is outside at 92 for ball 4. And Chase Mydroth has a leadoff walk for the Salem Red Sox, and that's their first base runner of the day. So a good battle at the plate by Mydroth. He is paid off with a walk on 9 pitches. And now Tyler Miller makes his way to the plate. The left-handed hitting first baseman will swing at the first pitch and hammer this out towards right field. If this is fair, it's a tied ball game, but I believe it just went foul. And there's the indication by Shea Graham. Miller was oh so close of eclipsing 50 RBIs on the season and grabbing his 12th home run of the year. But it just stayed hooking, and went foul of the Chick-fil-A foul pole out in right field. So a loud strike makes the count go 0-1 as the breaking ball drops just upstairs for ball 1. 208 hitter this year for the Red Sox. Went 1-4 yesterday as he picked up an RBI. 1-1's the count. Pitch on the way to Miller, and this one misses inside for ball 2. So Chase not having as much precision here in the second inning. He pitched 64 times in his 4 innings against Salem earlier this week. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Miller. Moving over to the left field foul line is going to be Judd Fabian, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Mydroth will jog back towards the bag at first, and the first out is put away for the frame by Chase. So Chase's next batter will be the Salem designated hitter in Gilberto Mexicano. Sat out of action yesterday, went 0-3 with an RBI on Friday night. Mydroth takes off. First pitch is in there for a called strike 1. Throw down to second, not in time, as Mydroth beats out the throw with ease as it skipped into the body of Adam Crampton, as the Delmarva second baseman never had a legit shot and making the tag on the sliding Red Sox base runner. So Salem has their first base runner in scoring position today. It's in the form of number 23, Chase Mydroth, and an 0-1 pitch is in the works to Gilberto Mexicano. It's away, and the breaking ball just outside for ball 1. One count to Mexicano, looking to try to get another RBI, just like we said he did on Friday night. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. Mexicano, a chopper towards the left side of the infield. Backhand play by Ben Cosme, and the throw to Williams is in time for the second out of the inning. Mydroth holds at second base. A back-to-back out by Chase will bring up Daniel McElveny. Now the catcher went 1-4 yesterday with a single, a shallow hit out towards left center field his first time up, and he will chop the first pitch he sees today down the third base side foul. 2-0 is our score. Delmarva leading Salem. Shorebirds trying to take the series over the Salem Red Sox with this revamp this week. 0-1 pitch. McElveny will hit this run right to the shortstop and Ben Cosme. He was already playing deep at the shortstop position, and it made it even easier as McElveny hit it right towards his glove. So, a leadoff walk by Mydroth got him to second base, but that's where he's stranded, as Chase goes 1-2-3 after that to keep it a 2-0 Delmarva lead. We'll come back for the third, another inning of work on tab for Anhel Bastardo. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the third inning. Delmarva 2, Salem 0. Judd Fabian set to lead things off for the Shorebirds as he takes the first pitch low for ball one. Well, scary part of the order coming up for Delmarva. You got Fabian Beaver, which is a breaking ball that will miss just low for ball two. Last time up, Fabian was walked and was eventually brought home to score thanks to a Max Wagner triple. 2-0 pitch, and this one is in there for a called strike one on the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, Bastardo did improve into the second inning. Didn't give up any runs as the 2-1 pitch will miss low and outside for ball three. We'll see if that's able to be more of a consistent performance. That should go into the third inning. Right now, a 3-1 count to the leadoff batter. Here's the kick and the deal. Fabian hot shot right to Salazar as he makes the catch glove side for the first out of the inning. Good hit. Better place to be for Salazar as he's able to make up for his mistake back in the leadoff spot in the second as he allowed one from Retzbach to get away from him. This time he doesn't make any mistakes on the left corner and gets the opening out. So we drop down to center fielder Dylan Beavers. First pitch is fouled back towards the screen and the count goes 0-1. Beavers this week hitting at a 4-4-4 with five RBIs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It misses high and away for ball one. And it will be really fun to see how this Delmarva roster works out over the next few weeks with the three remaining series coming up for the Shorebirds. 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike two. So Bastardo ahead with a 1-2 count against number three hitter in Beavers. Here's the kick and the deal, and the spikes in front of home plate for ball two. Take a look at some Carolina League scores. Two games have already gone final today, as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans defeat the Down East Ducks 7-1 as Beavers watches a 2-2 pitch miss upstairs for ball three. That game was actually called in the eighth inning, as the rain came through Kingston, North Carolina. And with that loss, it cools down to Down East team, not as of late. 3-2 pitch to Beavers. He takes this low and inside for ball four. And Beavers has his first on-base appearance of the day. It comes with a walk with one out in the top of the third. So the man with the only extra base hit in the contest comes to the plate in Max Wagner, the Delmarva designated hitter. Got an RBI triple to make it four on the season now. And the first pitch of his second plate appearance misses low and outside for ball one. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats complete the series sweep over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, a 6-2 final. Good six wins in a row for the Mudcats as the 1-0 pitch will miss low for ball two. The Woodpeckers have been struggling now. With this loss, 10 straight losses on the year for the Woodpeckers. So that dates back to not just this six-game series, but the series prior against the Ducks. 2-0 pitch, but first a pickoff attempt at first, as Miller wasn't expecting it all too much. And there's no tag made on Beavers, who's back to the bag safe. Good count to be in if you're Max Wagner. And here's the 2-0 pitch, and this will miss low for ball three. Some games already in action as well on the Carolina League, where you have Fredericksburg and Lynchburg tied up at zero apiece, but Wagner will see the 3-0 pitch miss upstairs for ball four. And after that four-pitch walk, McElveny will jog down towards the mound. Pitching coach Nick Green will join them as well, which will include the left side of the infield with Salazar and Paulino. Back-to-back walks put runners at first and second base for Frederick Ben Cosme, who already has an RBI single today, as he scored Max Wagner back in the first inning, and he really has a chance here to maybe open things up a bit. 2-0 Delmarva leads Salem. Another 2-0 lead around the Carolina League is the Kannapolis Cannonballers ahead of the Columbia Fireflies in the top of the third. Snapped last night, but they've still been one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League. So Nick Green runs back towards the dugout, and the infielders get back to their traditional bases as Frederick Benkosme comes to the plate. I mentioned that single, 1-1 day for the Delmarva shortstop. First pitch will miss low for ball one as time is called by Shea Graham. Last night, Benkosme was 1-4 with a run, but he left five runners on the base paths, and it's a good thing that Delmarva won that game for his sake, because he really would have been upset himself for that performance. 1-0 pitch, but it's going to be step off the mound by Bastardo as he was thinking about throwing it back towards second as Paulina was covering the bag as Beavers occupies it. But he stepped off the rubber, and he never really had a good look to the bag at second or any throw to pick off the runner of Beavers. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This will be a chopper towards the right side of the infield. Mydroth scoops it up, throws it to second for one. He doesn't have a play at any other base for Edison Paulino, but they get the second out of the inning, and runners on the corners now for the Shorebirds. Good play there for Mydroth. Not only do you take a runner out of scoring position, but you get a very coveted second out of the inning, and you're one away from escaping this frame without giving up any more offense to Delmarva. So now Albert Romero is now at the plate as Bastardo's first pitch is fired away. Runner at first goes down towards second. Tag made by Paulino is not in time. Benkosme slides in safe head first. And now two runners in scoring position for the Shorebirds as the pitch was into the zone for strike one. So that takes away force outs at first and second base. And now Baron Romero hits and might drive in a couple here. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. And now Romero battling 0-2 in the hole. Good position to be in for Bastardo. And if you're able to get out of this jam right here, then you wouldn't feel all too bad about your performance so far today. 0-2 pitch. Bastardo kicks and deals. Breaking ball chopper to the third base side. Salazar scoop it up. Throw over to Miller at first is in time. A big ground out for Angel Bastardo as the Delmarva Shorebirds strand two base runners in the inning, and it stays Delmarva 2, Salem 0. Can the Red Sox get any offense going in the bottom half of the third inning? We'll find out with the 8-9-1 part of the order coming up. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. The Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 2-0 as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. It'll be a look at our first two at-bats of the day for John Frank Salazar and Carson Simas. And they'll go back to the top of the order with Keir Meredith. Moises Chassé has had a pretty good two innings of work as he has only walked one batter so far, as his first pitch to Salazar is on the outside half of the zone for a called strike one. An 0-4 day yesterday, as the 0-1 pitch is belted out towards left center field. Prado will be moving back, reaching up. Did he make the catch? Oh, I think he did. And they're going to say it's dropped now, as Salazar continues to run all the way towards third, and he slides in safe. And as Prado thought the catch was made, but Shea Graham put the arms out saying it was safe, and the ball was dropped by the left fielder. Everyone stopped moving for Delmarva's sake, and I thought that meant the catch was made, but then eventually Shea Graham put his hands out and said that it was safe. Now, Shea Graham is our home plate umpire today, but with it being a leadoff batter with Salazar, you know, Brian Laws was all the way over at first. So a base hit, and I would love to get another look at that, if that is made possible, as Carson Simas will now come towards the dish. First pitch on the way for the number 9 hitter. It's right down the middle for a called strike one. Well, that seems a very weird way to break up the no-hitter. As Salazar gets a base hit. Don't know how that's going to be ruled as the 0-1 pitch to Simas is in there for a called strike two. Now, Salazar, credit to him, he just never gave up on the base paths. He just kept on going, and when the indication was made by Shea Graham, Salazar was at second, chugging towards third. As Sima swings on the 0-2 pitch, foul tipped into the glove of Retzbach, and Chassé gets his first strikeout of the night to finish his first time through the order. So the indication is in. Salazar is credited with his first triple off single-A ball. And he'll remember that one forever, but no one knows exactly what would have happened. First pitch to Keir Meredith will drop low but into the zone for a called strike one. Popped up to the center fielder of Beavers his last time up. 0-1 pitch to Meredith, and this is a slider that misses in for ball one. 2-0 score. Salem has their first possible run of the game, 90 feet away at home, as he's currently occupying third base. 1-1 count with one away. Pitch on the way to Keir Meredith. Chopper towards the right side. This might be enough. It's at first for the second out, but that's more than enough to score John Frank Salazar from third, and the Salem Red Sox cut this deficit in half. It's now Delmarva 2, Salem 1. Keir Meredith picks up his 21st RBI of the season, and now the base paths are clear for Eduardo Lopez. A pop-up to the catcher of Retzbach his first time up. He takes the first pitch low and inside for strike one. Switch hitting right fielder back in the left-handed batter's box as the 0-1 pitch breaks low of the zone for ball one. Lopez went 0-3 yesterday for Salem. Did have a run. As the 1-1 pitch to Lopez will be swung on and missed for strike two. Now, the highlight of the day for Lopez came out in right field yesterday as he was able to dial a throw from right towards home to get a really big third out in the top of the eighth inning. As the 1-2 pitch, hard hit ball to the right side, it's scooped up by Crampton, and the throw to Willems is in time. Busy inning for Crampton and Willems, but the Salem Red Sox get a run back after a John Frank Salazar triple out to deep left center field, and he's brought in by Keir Meredith. We go to the top of the fourth with a 2-1 Delmarva Shorebirds lead.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the top of the fourth inning as Angel Bastardo will fire first pitch strike on Adam Rutzbach. Once again, it's the bottom three of the order that's due up here for Delmarva. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss by Rutzbach, and it quickly goes 0-2 in the count. Last time up, Rutzbach picked up a single with the chopper to the third base side, and on the 0-2 pitch, he takes it low for ball one. So a Salazar triple, followed by a Keir Meredith fielder's choice, gets the Red Sox on the board. 2-1 Delmarva lead, though, as Rutzbach will crush this out towards the left center gap. This will fall at the track. It'll be extra bases here for Adam Rutzbach, as he will hold at second for a stand-up leadoff double. Good start today for the Delmarva catcher with a single, now a double. And Creed Willems, who had a pair of RBIs yesterday for the Shorebirds, will come to the plate. Hit by a pitch his first time up. And Bastardo will fire a fastball that misses low and outside. That was so fast and away that he had to take a few steps back because he was almost losing his balance behind home plate. 1-0 pitch, but first we're going to see Bastardo step off the rubber and take a stare down at second, which currently Adam Rutzbach is at with his first double of the season. 1-0 pitch, and Williams will put this on the ground. A few hops into the glove of Mydroth, and a throw to first is in time for the opening out of the inning. So Willems does a good job to move the runner from second to third base as Adam Crampton will come up. Struck out looking his first time at the plate, and with there being one out and a runner at third, the Salem Red Sox infield will pinch in for this at-bat. First pitch to Crampton, a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. So even though maybe the offense hasn't been as electrifying as we've seen it in recent games, it's still a nice competitive battle between these two sides. 0-1 pitch, and that fastball will miss low for ball one. And that's all you can really ask for here at Single A, to help the development of these players, have some nice games, close battles that add intensity to every at-bat and every pitch. 1-1 pitch, and this one will miss low and outside at 93 for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Runner at third with Rutzbach. Here's the pitch, and Crampton watches it skip low, and it gets past McIlvaney, but Shea Graham is right there to stop it from rolling towards the backstop. A lucky hop for the Salem Red Sox as it got through the Red Sox catcher, and it went right off the left leg of Shea Graham. And they kept the ball right next to McIlvaney, so Rutzbach had to hold at third. But with that spike ball, Crampton is sitting very nice with a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch, and Crampton will drive this opposite field, but it will hook well foul. So a big 3-2 pitch coming up for Bastardo as you have the top of the order on deck with Elio Prado. Here's the payoff pitch. Crampton put it on the ground, bouncing, and it gets through for a base hit. Crampton's going to have a double as Meredith scoops it up and fires it in. It's an RBI double for Crampton as Rutzbach scores from third. It's now Delmarva 3, Salem 1. Second extra base hit of the inning for the Shorebirds, and that will bring an end to the day for Angel Bastardo. Luke Mons makes his way out towards the mound, and Bastardo, a better performance than we saw on Tuesday. But still, as when he exits the ball game, it's the Salem Red Sox that trail 3-1 to the Delmarva Shorebirds. Top of the order coming up next for Delmarva with one away and a runner at second base. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Still in the top of the fourth inning as the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 3-1 after Adam Crampton picked up an RBI double in the previous at-bat. So we will go to the top of the order with a new pitcher into the game in Miguel Suero. 2-2 record this season, making his 27th appearance for the Salem Red Sox, and will start against Elio Prado. Suero with an ERA of a 6.92. So we'll see how the first pitcher out of the bullpen is able to fare today as his first pitch misses low for ball one. A little bit more about Suero as well. His 39 innings of work. He has given up 50 hits, 30 earned runs. He has walked 20 batters and has struck out 36 as the 1-0 pitch will miss low for ball two. So count at 2-0, and a glaring number about Miguel Suero's performance is the opponent's batting average of a 316. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and this will be popped up fouled on the right field side, and it will hook out of play for strike one. One final look at Angel Bastardo's start today. 3.1 innings, 5 hits allowed, and 3 earned runs allowed. 2-1 count, pitch on the way. This will be taken upstairs for ball three, and a hitter's pitch coming up for Prado. Second look that we're getting Miguel Suero this week for the Salem Red Sox. And here's the 3-1 pitch. Hard hit grounder to the left side. Paulino is able to get a glove on it. Fires it to Miller, and they got the out. Crampton advances to third base. But a nice defensive play by Paulino at the shortstop position. And Prado, for the third time today, has grounded out. If we take a look back at that performance by Miguel Suero on Tuesday, it was actually one of his best innings of the season. It was a perfect inning of work. It was in the ninth inning where he got one punch out, didn't allow a single base runner to get aboard. And now he will face Judd Fabian. First pitch right down the middle. It's taken the whole way by Fabian for a called strike one. Now, we mentioned yesterday Osvaldo De La Rosa being one of the older pitchers here on the Salem Red Sox team. Well, Miguel Suero is as well, as the 0-1 pitch is just on the outside edge of the zone for a called strike two. 25 years of age for Suero, born on January 4th, 1997, out of the Dominican Republic. 0-2 count, Suero trying to get out the frame, pitch on the way, and the fastball at 93 misses just upstairs for ball one. Fabian has been rather quiet today, 0-1, last time he lined out to Salazar when he led off the third. 1-2 pitch by Suero. He goes with the breaking ball, and it pops up Fabian back towards the concourse area, and the count will stay at 1-2. Adam Crampton got an RBI double earlier on in the inning. He stands at third base. By the way, that's the third double of the season for Crampton, but his first since Tuesday. 1-2 pitch to Fabian. This is taken outside. A nice breaking ball by Suero, but he never got the batter to go for it. And the count reads 2-2. Juice is wild now with two outs, I should say. Here's the pitch. Fabian will bloop this one over right to Paulino as he makes the jumping catch in stride for the third out of the inning. And Delmarva once again strands a base runner in scoring position, but they do add a run in the top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1 Delmarva over Salem. And coming up next, it's going to be the high drop and Tyler Miller.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 3-1. We have Edison Paulino leading off the fourth against Moises Chassé. First pitch is a swing and a miss by Paulino for strike one. Well, last time up, Paulino popped it up to the third baseman and Noelbert Romero. So an 0-1 start today for the Salem shortstop, and the left-handed batter will watch the 0-1 pitch miss upstairs for ball one. Paulino did not play yesterday for the Salem Red Sox. His last appearance came on Friday times as the 1-1 pitch is missed inside at 91 for ball two. Also scored a run in that Friday loss to the Delmarva Shorebirds. And here's the 2-1 pitch to Paulino, a breaking ball that misses away. And the leadoff batter for the Red Sox is sitting pretty good with a 3-1 count. Some sunshine shining through the clouds here. It's been mostly cloudy our whole way through, but the most sun we've seen on the diamond. 3-1 pitch to Paulino, and that one is above the letters for ball four. And Edison Paulino is walked on five pitches, and a leadoff batter is aboard for the Salem Red Sox. Speaking about walks, here is Chase Meidroth, who was walked in his first plate appearance of the day when he led off the second inning. In a 3-1 contest, he is looking to change things up as his crew is down by two. Here's the first pitch to Meidroth, and this is fouled right back towards the netting, and the count goes 0-1 quickly. A great first 2 weeks with the Salem Red Sox. A 1.039 OPS. Whenever you have a 1-point-something and the OPS category, you are doing a great job at the plate. Down 0-1 hole, Paulino will hold as Meidroth will try to split the gap down the right field line, and it will drop for a base hit at the wall. Paulino gets the sign at third. Meidroth in the second. The throw home is not in time. Paulino touches home standing up, and Chase Meidroth has an RBI double. It's 3-2 Shorebirds. Meidroth split the right center gap right here, Krillin Clinic Field, and the right fielder in Prado had no chance of tracing that down and making the catch. And with that, the Red Sox, first two batters of the inning, and they are already paying off as Tyler Miller will swing on the strike one. So could this be the big inning of the day for the Salem Red Sox? They have had big innings in the last two games, but they've been on the losing ends of those. As here's the 0-1 pitch to Miller, and this is hit well down the right field side, but this will land foul just to the left of the Shorebirds bullpen. And quickly the count goes 0-2 for the number 5 hitter in the order. Chase Meidroth's first double this season. It's an RBI double as that two-bagger brings home Edison Paulino and makes it a one-run contest. An 0-2 count for Miller with no one away. Pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Rutzbach. It's a strikeout for Chassé, and it's the first out of the inning for the Delmarva right-handed pitcher. Second strikeout of the day for Chassé. Hasn't been a whole lot of strikeouts in this contest. We just mentioned that was the second by Chassé, but there's only been one for the Salem Red Sox all day today. First pitch on the way to May. Cano hits him right on the back. A breaking ball at 76, hit him right between the 1 and the 3 on the back of his uniform. And that didn't take long for May Cano to get aboard on the base paths. And he might have also gotten a little bit on the arm as he is waving it down his side as he's jogging down to first base. So a little delay as we were waiting to see if May Cano is still going to be able to stay in the game, and he certainly will as Daniel McElveny will take the first pitch above eye level for ball one. 3-2 game. Delmarva leads Salem, and these last inning and a half have been fun. Bottom of the third inning, a run for the Red Sox. Top of the fourth, a run for the Shorebirds. And now here in the bottom of the fourth, at least one run. 1-0 pitch to Michelini, and that is called strike one as it dropped even at one ball and one strike. Red Sox also looking to get their first lead of the contest after trailing 2-0 early on after a two-run first by Delmarva. Here's the 1-1 pitch, check swing by McIlvaney, and Shea Graham says he goes on a slider that misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Six RBIs this season for the Red Sox. A 108 hitter trying to get aboard with his first hit today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he will take this one low and outside for ball two. A ground out to the shortstop, and Ben Cosme, his first time up, or should I say actually a line out. It was the ground out by Meccano, his first time up. He just got on with the hit-by-pitch. 2-2 pitch to McIlvaney, and he fights off the fastball. It was heading upstairs, and he reached up for it and got just enough of it. And the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Salem catcher with one out. And here's the pitch from Chassé, and McIlvaney will foul this off towards the screen. And a solid battle right here for the Salem right-handed batter against the Delmarva right-handed pitcher. Might drop that second base. Meccano at first for the Red Sox. And Chassé will step off the rubber and reset for this pivotal 2-2 pitch. Here's the kick and the deal. Hard hit ball left side goes through for a base hit. Mydroth will hold at third as coming in hot is Fabian. His throw is cut off by Romero. Meccano is in the... It's McIlvaney. He has a single and it loads up the bases for John Frank Salazar. Delmarva Shorebirds pitching coach Joe Hamacher will come out to talk with Chassé. And obviously for Delmarva, dream scenario would obviously be a double play ball right here. But Chassé has been rattled at times this inning. Started with a leadoff walk to Paulino, a double by Mydroth. Recovered a bit with a swinging strikeout against Tyler Miller. But then he hit the batter of Meccano. And most recently, he gave up a single to Daniel McElveny. So Shea Graham comes in to break up the conversation. It was Hamacher, third baseman Romero, catcher and Rutzbach, and the pitcher and Chassé. Well, his first time up, John Frank Salazar had a little bit of a mystery hit. Went deep out towards left center field, and Judd Fabian came over and made a sliding catch, but home plate umpire Shea Graham said that the Shorebirds left fielder dropped the baseball. And Salazar was able to come away with his first triple of the season. Steps out of the batter's box momentarily and gets right back on in. The 278 hitter this season for Salem has 4 RBIs, and what a position he's in right here with the bases being loaded. First pitch to Salazar, swing and a miss on a high heater, makes the count go 0-1 to the Red Sox right-handed batter. 7.42. He's had some games with some good contacts, and he's had some nights with not, as the 0-1 pitch will be just low and outside for ball one. Fastball by Chassé goes at 93, but it just could not catch. Now the count reads 1-1. Pitch on the way. Salazar reaches it up, and this will be a bloop single right. Score the game-tying run as Mydroth scores. Everyone holds at their respective bases, and it's a 3-3 ball game. Meccano goes in the third. McIlvaney ends a second, and it's an RBI single for Salazar. The last time he'll ever use that barrel, it drives in the third run of the game for the Red Sox. And it's the first time they've been tied since the 0-0 start. Now it's a number 9 hitter and Carson Simas. First pitch on the way, and this is a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. So three straight batters have reached safely for the Red Sox. A hit by pitch to Mexicano, and then back-to-back base hits by McIlvaney and Salazar. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Simas. Nasty breaking ball called strike one by Shea Graham. With that RBI by Salazar, that's number 5 of the season for the Salem Red Sox batter. 2 of 2 today in the 1-1 pitch to Simas. He will bite on the breaking ball and miss for strike two. 5 hits by the Shorebirds in the first 4 innings. Red Sox with 4 in the first 4 innings. But Simas down 1-2 in the count. Here's the pitch from Jose. Bouncy will go up towards the middle. Scooped up by Crampton. Toss to Ben Cosby for one. Hop into first base. And it gets away from Willems. One run scores. Two scores. Simas goes into first safely. That drives in 2 runs for the Red Sox. It's now 5-3. It's 4 runs in the bottom of the 4th. Here Meredith, as Simas will take off towards second. Meredith puts down the bunt. It's fielded by Retzbach, and the throw to first is in time for the third out of the inning. But what a bottom of the 4th it was for the Salem Red Sox. 4 runs in the frame, and they were down by 2 going into the inning, and they come out of it leading by 2. It's a 5-3 Salem lead. It's their first since last night. So, another inning of Miguel Suero coming up next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark with the Salem Red Shorebirds 5-3 in this series finale. Andy Lissy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Dylan Beavers set to lead off the order against Miguel Suero. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Beavers so far today is 0-1 with a ground out back in the first and a walk in the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Suero, and Beavers will check swing, hold back on it, though, according to the appeal down the line to base path umpire and Brian Loss. One count on the way to Suero, and this one is taken as a strike by Beavers as he watched the breaking ball hit 84 miles per hour. So you have Beavers, Wagner, and Ben Cosme here in the top of the fifth. 1-2 pitch to Beavers will skip right in front of home plate and into the body of McElvaney for ball two. So a four-run bottom of the fourth inning for the Salem Red Sox. Have them up 5-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Great all-around offense. We saw eight batters come to the plate, and each one had a significant impact. The 2-2 pitch to Beavers, and this one just misses for ball three. Suero is beginning his strikeout stride, but then quickly has to get back to focusing on what's a fire for this 3-2 pitch. Here's the kick and the deal, and Beavers will hit this one out towards left field. Keir Meredith coming in and making the grab for the first out of the inning. Not the first time we've seen Meredith trace down a well-hit ball to left field this series, but another easy play for the Salem Red Sox number one. So retiring Beavers brings Max Wagner to the plate, and he fouls off the breaking ball to go down 0-1 in the count. Right now, Fredericksburg and Lynchburg underway, bottom of the first inning as Wagner, hard hit ball, nice play by Paulino, backhand side, throw to Miller, in keen hop into the glove of Edison Paulino, but he got right back up and lasered it to Miller for the second out of the inning. Highlight plays left and right here in the top of the fifth. And Fredericksburg with an early lead in that matchup, I should mention, as they lead Lynchburg 1-0. So now it's Ben Cosme. This will be a two-hopper to Mydroth on the backhand side. Throw to first, and that's how you do a 1-2-3 inning as he throws out the runner. Good response by the Salem Red Sox defense after adding four runs in the bottom of the fourth. We're to the halfway mark. It's the Salem Red Sox up 5-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. And Delmarva will be making their first call to the bullpen. We'll get you that name and information when we come back after the break here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 5-3. Eduardo Lopez will lead off the inning as he takes the first pitch, called strike, from the new pitcher out of the bullpen, and number 25, Yaki Rivera. 0-1 pitch from Rivera, and this will be missed high and inside for ball one. Was given the win on Tuesday, 17-10 win for Delmarva. After two innings of work, allowing only a single base hit, and the 1-1 pitch is missed low and outside for ball two. Got three strikeouts in that performance as well by only walking a single batter. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and this will hit on top of Lopez, and the leadoff batter will get on with the walk. Don't know if that hit off the foot of Lopez, but it hit off the ground and bounced into the body of the Salem Red Sox switch hitting batter. So the only person that did not come to the plate in that fourth inning gets on with a hit by pitch to start the fifth. So now Edison Paulino brings it up to the plate, and the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses low and inside for ball one. 5-3 lead for the Salem Red Sox. Yaki Rivera is going to try to keep it that way, as this will be shot up and just a little south of us here in the press box as it hits the second level at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the sweet area just below us here in the press box. One count, pitch is on the way, and this one will miss low for ball two. A little bit more about Yaki Rivera. He was added to the Delmarva Shorebirds roster on June 21st. So that was at the end of our last home series, as the pickoff attempt at first by Rivera is not in time as Lopez slides underneath Williams' tack. He pitched five perfect innings with six strikeouts and a win on August 12th against the Mudcats. 2-1 pitch. Paulino sends it a mile high to the right side of the infield. Grampton coming in, finding a little bit of the sun, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Paulino is put aside with another infield pop-up, and now Chase Mydroth, who has reached safely twice today, will come to the plate. Rivera has pitched nine straight scoreless innings as the first pitch to Mydroth is outside for ball one. This dates back to his performance on August 4th against the Augusta Green Jackets, when even then he was pretty solid with only giving up two hits and an earned run in his three innings of work. The 1-0 breaking ball misses low and outside for ball two, and so this is a move made here from Felipe Rojas Jr. Get a reliable arm onto the mound. Try to see what's able to happen. 2-0 pitch is sent out towards center field, but right there underneath of it is Dylan Beavers to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Lopez will hold at first base as he jogs back in. And now Tyler Miller, who is 0-2 today, looks to get aboard for the first time here in the fifth. Now, Rivera was originally selected as an international free agent by the Miami Marlins organization, but was brought over to Baltimore by a trade as the first pitch to Miller is swung on and missed for strike one. And I think Baltimore may have got this trade. It was completed back on June 1st. Hasn't been part of the organization for all too long as the 0-1 pitch is hit hard down the first base side, but it rolls foul. So an 0-2 count coming up for Miller. And you got Lopez at first base. And after Lopez getting on with the hit by pitch, he still a little bit of ways from getting home. 0-2 pitch, and this one is a breaking ball that just sat upstairs and it missed wide for ball one. And not only that the Delmarva offense has gotten better, but the Delmarva bullpen has also really exceeded some expectations here in this last week at Salem. 1-2 pitch to Miller. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Miller is put aside with another swinging strikeout. And after a hit-by-pitch to start off the day, Rivera goes 1-2-3 to end the fifth. We're into the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-3 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Thank you. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning. And a new pitcher onto the game for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 5-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's going to be Nathaniel Cruz, but we're in a little delay right now as Cruz is going to need a new glove. The pitch here in the sixth inning. Checked on by home plate umpire of Shea Graham, and now Shea Graham is discussing to Luke Mons why he can't use the glove, and they seem to be in agreement. As Graham's still talking with Mons, actually, and now he's back behind home plate. So that's good to see the game continue to roll on, as we'll have Noelbert Romero to lead things off, followed by Adam Retzbach, and then Creed Willems. And now it appears that discussions are still going on here, as Shea Graham has stepped right back up down the third base line. And is Cruz going to need another glove? Or is he going to need a new hat? He's going to need... Nope, he can go back to the same glove. And now Luke Mons coming out and talking to Shea Graham about this. Before we got back on the air, Nathaniel Cruz was already signaled to go back to the dugout to switch out the glove. And then Cruz was able to get the glove right back. So, looks as if there was not a problem in the first place, but hey, we're ready to go back and play in baseball. 5-3 lead for Salem, and Cruz's first pitch of the day right down the middle for a called strike one at 92 miles per hour. Perfect inning and two-thirds for Miguel Suero. Not a single base runner on. Good work from number 22 of the Red Sox as the 0-1 pitch is a rocket down the third base side. Heads into the seats, and the girl that got away with it shows the ball on that. Everything is A-OK. Took out one of the folding chairs on the way down. Better a chair than a person. 0-2 pitch, and the breaking ball misses low and outside for ball one. Obviously, I still feel bad for the chair. But it'll get right back on its feet. 1-2 pitch to Romero, and this will be reaching out and fouls this towards the Red Sox dugout. And a good battle here from Romero. So we're getting our first look at Nathaniel Cruz this week as well for the Salem Red Sox. Went from a 25-year-old pitcher to a 19-year-old pitcher. A tough two-thirds innings of work against Delmarva on Tuesday where he gave up four hits, four earned runs, a home run, and a walk. And now here's the 1-2 pitch to Romero. Swing and a miss, strike three. Much better work there from Cruz to get things going as he starts off his afternoon with a swinging strikeout on the Delmarva third baseman. So next man up, it's Adam Retzbach. Good day for the Delmarva right-handed hitting catcher. He is 2 of 2 with a single and a double in his first two at-bats of the day. Now the last time we saw Cruz at home before that Delmarva appearance, he had one of his best performances with the Salem Red Sox as his first pitch is fired low for ball one. Remember, he got a save with a three-inning work where he allowed only a base hit and struck out two Woodpeckers batters. 1-0 pitch will miss low of the zone, and the count will go 2-0. Out in Kannapolis, he pitched two innings, gave up three hits and two earned runs while striking out two. Not much damage done in that game. As the 2-0 pitch, the Retzbach is a fastball in 91, called strike one. Spent a good deal of time down at the Florida Complex lead with the Red Sox, and there he made 8 appearances, and he started 7 of those games. 2-1 pitch, and this one is inside, and it gets a piece of Retzbach. Another hit-by-pitch, this one against the Delmarva catcher, and this will bring the tying run to the plate here in the top of the 6th as Retzbach gets on in a little bit of pain. So to stay in it now as Creed Willems, the left-handed hitting first baseman, will step into the batter's box. Cruz this season has had struggles with 11.57 ERA at the single A level as the first pitch to Willems is sent through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Retzbach holds at second as Lopez guns it in to Paulino, and it's the first base hit of the day for Willems. And now the Shorebirds seeking a response as they trail by 2. So Adam Crampton, the next man up, 1 of 2. He doubled his last time up in the 4th inning. First pitch on the way to Crampton is popped up down the right field side, hooking towards the foul line. Lopez will come in and make the catch in foul territory for the second out of the inning. That's a big one for Salem as he throws it into Paulino right in front of the bag at second, as Retzbach and Willems stay at second and first respectively. So top of the order now for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It is Elio Prado who has a series of ground outs today. One to Salazar, one to Meidroth, and one to Edison Paulino. First pitch on the way, he takes it low for ball one. So all you need to do now is ground out to either the pitcher or Tyler Miller. And if it's Tyler Miller, you get all four infielders you ground it out to. Tough one, though, for the right-handed hitter. A 1-0 count lead as Cruz requests a new baseball. In single A this season, he has made one start with Salem. Does not have a win or loss this season. He's pitched seven innings. He's given up nine hits, nine earned runs. He's walked six batters and has struck out seven. And the opponent's batting average is a 321. 1-0 pitch, a nice breaking ball at 80 miles per hour. It's called strike one from our home plate umpire in Shea Graham. Even count of 1-1. Cruz takes a look at second and fires away. This one is bounced right up to Meidroff. Odd hop for the second baseman, but he's able to underhand toss to Paulino at the bag for the third out of the inning. So Delmarva strands two base runners in the inning. The Salem Red Sox find a way to escape, and they hold on to this 5-3 lead as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is another inning here for Yaki Rivera, who was able to get his first strikeout of the day to close off the fifth. And he'll go against Gilberto Mexicano, Daniel McElveny, and John Frank Salazar. Today, hit by pitch in his last at-bat in the first pitch of his third plate appearance is a breaking ball called strike one. So 5-3 lead for Salem as the 0-1 pitch is away, and this one's high for ball one. Let's take a look around the Boston Red Sox organization at some of the AAA to the single A level at some scores as the 1-1 breaking ball misses low for ball two. At the AAA level, the Rochester Red Wings will close off the series with a win over the Worcester Red Sox as they take it 3-2 in the series finale. And the 2-1 pitch to Mexicano is missed low and inside for ball three. Hitter's pitch for the designated hitter. He will hit this one right to the shortstop. Frederick Ben Cosme. Good rip off the bats, but a better place to be in if you're the Shorebirds shortstop. So what a way to start off the sixth inning. Four straight retired batters by Yaki Rivera. And now Daniel McElveny, who singled his last time up, will step up to the plate. First pitch is taken low for ball one. Meanwhile, Double A Portland, they are losing 8-0 to the Reading Fighting Phils in the top of the seventh inning. Might not be their day today out in First Energy Stadium as the 1-0 breaking ball just misses outside for ball two. Meanwhile, at the high A level, the Greenville Drive win 9-4 over the Bowling Green Hot Rods. 2-0 pitches inside for ball three, and McIlvaney is doing some great patience at the plate as we speak with a nice 3-0 count lead. Here's the pitch to McIlvaney, and it's inside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to the Salem Red Sox right-handed hitting catcher, and it'll be the first base runner of the inning for the Red Sox. And now the man who is 2-of-2 today, John Frank Salazar, will make his way up. A triple in the third, a single in the fourth. What does he have up his sleeve here in the sixth? One away and a runner at first. Showing bunt lays it down the third base side, but a roll foul for strike one. And we just went through the scores. They might be on their losing way. Greenville with the win. Salem up 5-3 in the bottom of the six. Let's also look at the standings and see how everything is going there as well. Obviously, with single ball, we only have three more weeks to go. Yeah, 3 weeks from today, we're going to be our last game of the season. As the 0-1 pitch to Salazar, splits the left center gap and will hit off the wall. This might score McIlvaney. He gets a sign from Luke Montz. There won't be a throw towards home. That will be in time. Runner going to third. The tag is made on Salazar for the second out of the inning, but he does drive in the sixth run of the game for the Red Sox. It's now Salem 6, Delmarva 3, here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Don't know how that officially go down for Salazar. Maybe a double as he was trying to turn towards a triple. But now Carson Sima's at the dish with nobody on the base paths. First pitch on the way to Sima's. It's taken for a called strike one. So taking a look at the International League, the Worcester Red Sox, with their second straight loss, are 59-58, as Simas will pop this one out towards center field, and moving on in is Beavers, and he'll make the catch for the third out of the inning. So we'll give you that Boston Red Sox organization look going into the top of the seventh, but right here in Salem, the single-A Salem Red Sox lead 6-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Nathaniel Cruz coming out for another inning of work as he tries to stay on cruise control. Top of the seventh inning, and the heart of the Delmarva Shorebirds coming up in Judd Fabian, Dylan Beavers, and Max Wagner. 6-3 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Nathaniel Cruz, after he was able to get through that sixth inning, comes out here for the seventh. So we were talking about the Boston Red Sox organizations, and check around and see how each team is doing in their respective leagues as the 1-0 pitch to Fabian is missed low for ball two. In the AAA, we look at the International League East Division, which is where the Worcester Red Sox sit. They are 6.5 games back of the Durham Bulls, which is the Tampa Bay Rays AAA affiliate, as the 2-0 pitch is popped up foul by Fabian just to our right to make the count go 2-1. And how AAA ball works is that they do a full season, no first or second halves. They play just like the MLB does, as the 2-1 pitch is going to be missed low and outside for ball three as the count goes 3-1 for Fabian. So Wooster not in a bad spot, sack of a playoff spot, as a 3-1 pitch will be into the zone for a called strike two. Nice fastball by Cruz at 90 miles per hour. They got to catch up to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, which is the Philadelphia Phillies AAA affiliate. But five games isn't all too much as they play through the end of September. 3-2 pitch, and that fastball misses low for ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Judd Fabian here in the seventh. It's a second on-base appearance today. Both of them have been walks issued from the pitchers. Bastardo walked Fabian in the first, and now Cruz does it here in the seventh. So Dylan Beavers comes to the plate. He only has one walk today. He is 0-2 in the contest and a rather quiet day for the left-handed hitting batter, and he will put this one on the ground. Backhand play by Miller. Tags it at first for one, throw down to second, and they can't get the tag in time, but they get the first out of the inning, and the lead runner for the Shorebirds moves in the scoring position. Continuing our look at the Boston Red Sox organization teams, the Portland Sea Dogs might be on their way to losing today's game, but they will at least have a tied share of the Eastern League Northeast Division with today's game. First pitch to Max Wagner. It's a fastball that catches the outside edge of the zone for a called strike one. 1-2 day for Max Wagner, the Delmarva designated hitter. And Portland right now, as we speak, has a game lead over the Somerset Patriots, who did win the first half division title, as the 0-1 fastball catches the zone for a called strike two. So Portland might be on their way to a playoff position, which is definitely exciting. They're three games up on the Hartford Yard Goats, as the 0-2 pitch to Wagner will be skied up down the first baseline. Should be playable for the catcher in McIlvaney, and he'll jog all the way over right in front of the Delmarva dugout as he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So now Frederick Benkosme will try to keep the inning going for the Shorebirds. So right now how that Northeast Division goes, you got the Sea Dogs leading the way, game back Somerset Patriots, but they already won the first half. So then it goes down to the next team in the Hartford Yard Goats with the Colorado Rockies, and Benkosme unleashes this one down the right field side, and it's just foul. Didn't miss by much. Tyler Miller set a ball for a ride earlier in the contest that just went foul with the Chick-fil-A right field foul pole, and Benkosme, who hit a home run down the right field side earlier this week, just missed out on making it a run one game. 0-1 count, pitch on the way, and this will get through McIlvaney. It rolls towards the backstop as it went over the glove on the glove side of his body. And moving towards third base goes Judd Fabian. And now a runner only 90 feet away for the Shorebirds to try to cut into this three-run deficit. Meanwhile, taking a look at the Greenfield Drive, they sit in last place of the South Atlantic League South Division, 14 games back of the Rome Braves. 1-1 pitch on the way, a swing and a miss for strike two, and now the count goes 1-2. So the Drive did not win the first half division title in the South Division, and it looks like they're not going to be in the running for the second half title, so just playing some good baseball down the stretch is all the Drive can ask for. They're 43-69 this season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Cruz, a chopper down the first base side, rolling right past the Delmarva first base coach. And we will stay at 1-2. Coming up for most of these teams, well, we definitely know that the FCL and the DSL are coming to a close. The Florida Complex League, August 23rd. Here's the 1-2 pitch. The Benkosme shot straight back just below us and the suite level on the second deck here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But the count stays 1-2. Coming up next, Hartford plays at Portland. That's a big series for that Eastern League, Eastern Division title race. Wooster goes out Western New York to play the Syracuse Mets. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bankosme. It's low, but a good block made by McIlvaney. And the count goes 2-2 as we go to Deuces Wild. Meanwhile, Salem, they go on the road to take on Columbia. And we'll talk more about that series later on the broadcast. And then Greensboro heads down to take on Greenville. The battle of the Greens. Who's going to win that six-game series? All games played at Greenville for that one. 2-2 pitch to Bankosme underneath of this one. Sends it out towards right field. Miller points in the sky. Can of corn coming over is Chase Mydrop. And the ball falls between them. It will be a single for Bankosme as a little league type play gives a base hit for Frederick Bankosme. Scoring is Judd Fabian. And the inning stays alive as it's a 6-4 Delmarva lead. Well, I know the Little League World Series is in action right now, but that play sort of summed it up, as that mistake will keep the inning going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Chase Mydrop is drifting out towards the right field foul line, and Lopez was coming in, and then it looks as if both of them are talking about it, and then they looked at the ball simultaneously, watched it drop, and Mydrop just had the face of a thousand words. He just put the glove in front of his face. He's like, how did that just happen? And we're here playing for the Salem Red Sox, and it just dropped right in between of us. Well, mistakes happen, but the time run is at the plate now, and no Albert Romero. So as the Shorebirds snatch one back, it's now a 6-4 ball game. And you always think about the butterfly effect of how this one could change the outcome, as the 1-0 pitch will be swung on and missed by Romero for strike one. Second hit given up by Nathaniel Cruz today, one in each inning of work. 1-1 pitch, the runner goes, pitch is in there, called strike two, throw down to second, took a couple hops towards the bag, and the tag was not made in time by Mydroth. Wasn't the greatest release by McIlvaney as it hit on the mound and then took another hop before it got into the Red Sox second baseman's glove. But the good news is that Cruz is ahead in the count with 1-2 for Salem's sake. One 2 count, a look towards home, the kick and the deal, and the slider will miss away, and it did not get Romero to bite on it, as the count will even up at 2-2. Two-two count. Here's the kick in the deal from Cruz. Hard hit ball to Salazar. He picks it on up, takes a few steps over towards first, and makes a laser throw in time for the third out of the inning. So the Delmarva Shorebirds get a run because of a Salem Red Sox defensive mishap in shallow right field. But not too much damage done, as it's still a Salem Red Sox 6-4 lead as we go into the seventh inning stretch at Carilion Clinic Field. The top of the order is due up to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-4 here at Carilion Clinic Field. First pitch on the way to Keir Meredith is a breaking ball that will sit upstairs for ball one. Meredith so far today has not reached safely as the 1-0 pitch will miss low, catch the bottom half of the zone for strike one. So we'll go Meredith, Lopez, and Paulino. 1-1 pitch, and Meredith will foul this one back. It got a piece of our home plate umpire, Shea Graham, but he fights it off well, and the count will go 1-2. Adam Retzbach was giving some time for the home plate umpire as he apologizes to Shea Graham. Say, I'm going to catch that one next time. Don't worry about it. As he gets back time behind the plate. 1-2 pitch to Meredith, and the breaking ball just misses upstairs for ball. Two innings of work that he had coming into this inning. He only threw 28 pitches. Pretty good for the first man out of the pen. 2-2 pitch to Meredith, and this is chopped foul down the first base side. So tonight, the Red Sox have done a much better job at scoring at multiple innings of the game because Friday night they scored 3 runs in the bottom of the third, and then Saturday night they scored 3 runs in the bottom of the third as Meredith will lift this one out towards right field. Coming in hot is Prado, and he dropped the baseball. He had it at one point. He didn't have it again, and Meredith slides into second on the air by Prado. And that was roped out towards right field, and Prado made a great effort going to his right, but it hit off the glove, spat out, and Meredith is aboard for the first time today. So I said air, but let's see what they officially give here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, because it was in the glove of the right fielder, and they're going to give it as a base hit. So Meredith has a double to start off the seventh, and now Eduardo Lopez comes to the plate. Switch hitting right fielder, takes the left-handed side, and the first pitch is upstairs for ball one. So I referenced Little League in the top of the seventh inning when the ball landed between Chase Meidroth and Eduardo Lopez. The score run for the Shorebirds as the 1-0 pitch is missed low and outside for ball two. Well, also, the Little League Classic is going on tonight, and both of these parent clubs are playing against one another to cap off the series. 2-0 pitch, and this was roped down the right field side. Absolutely launched, but well foul, and the count goes to 2-1. Play at 7 o'clock today on ESPN. It's always one of the more fun traditions in Major League Baseball. As they play in front of all the Little League teams, as the checkover at second base had a little miscommunication, but Ben Cosme was able to make sure it didn't go out towards center field as he was nowhere near the bag. Two-one pitch, and Lopez drives this the opposite way. Moving back is Fabian. He makes the catch in front of the track. Meredith took a few steps towards third, but will hold at the bag at second, and Lopez is put aside for the first out of the inning. With that Baltimore Boston series, it's a rubber match today. Boston at 60-61, trying to get back to .500, while Baltimore continues to surprise so many people this year as they sit at 62-58. First pitch on the way, Paulino showing bunt as he runs in front of the batter's box but pulls back in time for ball one. One-oh count, pitches on the way, and that one's above the letters for ball two. .64 Salem Red Sox lead. Trying to end the series on a high note. 2-0 pitch, Paulino will roll this one down the first baseline, just foul before it got into the glove of Willems, and the count goes to 2-1. Clouds starting to roll in a bit here in Salem, but nothing too disasterful as the 2-1 pitch is fouled back by Paulino, and the count will even up at 2-2. An 0-2 day for the Salem left-handed shortstop. He walked when he led off the fourth. That was the big inning for the Red Sox when they got four runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. One run in the bottom of the third, one in the bottom of the sixth. 2-2 pitch, hard hit ball to Paulino. Nice backhand stab by Willems. He tags the bag at first for the second out of the inning, but Paulino moves Meredith towards third with two away. So now Chase Mydroth will come to the plate. An opportunity of driving in a run for the Salem Red Sox as they lead by two. Picked up a double in the fourth inning. As the first pitch is away, and that's into the zone at the breaking ball for a called strike one. Salem dropping the last two games of the series after going back-to-back wins on Wednesday and Thursday. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Mydroth, and this is a ground ball fouled down the third base side and hops into the Salem Red Sox dugout. So Mydroth down 0-2 in the count. Meredith is at third base after his leadoff double, but back-to-back retirements by Yaki Rivera. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, sat upstairs the whole way through for ball one. Salem right-handed hitting second baseman. Been a big part of this week for Salem. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this will be chopped off his front foot. And we'll stay at 1-2. But hey, we got ourselves a good week of baseball here. Competitive every single night. Our only delay was a little power surge on Tuesday night. Had that rain come through the area earlier today. It's the 1-2 pitch to Mydroth. He gets underneath of this one and sends it for a ride out to deep left center field. But Beavers is right there to make the catch for the third out of the inning. So the Salem Red Sox strand one base runner in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it stays 6-4 Red Sox as we go to the top of the eighth. It'll be Adam Retzbach, Creed Willems, and Adam Crampton when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We go into the top of the eighth inning. Nathaniel Cruz out for another inning of work, and his first pitch breaking ball misses wide for ball one. So we're going to have another look at that top half of the order for Delmarva in this contest. But for right now, it's the bottom three with Retzbach, Willems, and Crampton. And Cruz will step in on the 1-0 pitch. Just missed upstairs, a check swing that wasn't fully committed on by Retzbach. All right, so the Salem Red Sox, after the completion of today's game, I should say, three more series to go on the season. The 2-0 strike one. Up next for the Salem Red Sox is a 2-week road trip They travel down to the Columbia Fireflies for a six-game series starting on Tuesday as the 2-1 pitch drops into the zone for a called strike two. That series will begin on the 23rd, 7:05 p.m. MILB.TV will have all the action. 2-2 pitch. Retzbach gets underneath of this one and sends it high towards right field foul territory. Lopez moving up to the wall, reaching out, and I don't know if he came down. Oh, he did! Oh, what a catch by Lopez. I thought he lost it on the contact of the wall on right field. He put his body on the line, and he made a great catch for the first out of the inning. I thought when he let the glove drop a little bit off the wrist, I was expecting the ball may have come out. Couldn't get a good visual down that right field line. Cree Williams up. First pitch, he will send it towards the right side. Backhand play by Mydroff. Jeter-like throw to first is in there for the second out of the inning. Well, typically, you go from the shortstop position for a throw like that, but Mydroff's body was carrying the other way, and I bet he watched Jeter a few times in his career, and he made a throw over to first in time for the second out. So back-to-back pitches mean back-to-back outs for Nathaniel Cruz, and now Adam Crampton at the plate. First pitch will be missed inside for ball one. So Columbia has really turned their season around. Remember when they came to Salem in late May and early June? That ball club just was having some tough times getting wins together as the 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. But now they've really turned it around. They are six games above 500 in the second half standings at 26-20. They've won eight of their last 10 games. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Crampton, and the count goes 2-1. Their home run at home, they are 9-10. So the Red Sox, as we know, they are a better road team than a home team this season, as a 2-1 pitch to Crampton is fouled off straight back, and now even the count of two balls and two strikes. We'll have a Deuces Wild pitch coming up as well, with two outs being on the board. Cloudy skies here in Salem, Virginia. Top of the eighth inning, 6-4 Salem Red Sox advantage. The number nine hitter at the plate right now for the Shorebirds. 2-2 pitch, and this will be hit and launched down the right field side, but into the seats it goes. Then after that six-game series against the Fireflies, it'll be a six-game series against the Augusta Green Jackets, which very similar record performance this season as the Red Sox, but we have not seen them yet this year. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Nathaniel Cruz caps off the eighth with a strikeout to complete the 1-2-3 frame. So one last chance for the Salem Red Sox to add on their 6-4 lead. They will have the middle of the order coming up next right here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the 5-6-7 part of the order for the Red Sox as Tyler Miller will lead things off against the new Delmarva pitcher and Alejandro Mendez. First pitch to Miller, sends it for a deep drive out towards left field, but right in front of the track is Judd Fabian as he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Tough day for Miller. He is now 0-4 for the Salem Red Sox, and now the designated hitter, and Yoberto Mexicano will come to the plate. 0-2 day for the Red Sox DH. A ground out and a line out. His only on-base appearance came with a hit-by-pitch in the fourth. First pitch to Mexicano. It's a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike one. So we're talking about the upcoming Salem schedule in the top of the eighth inning, and pretty even with the Red Sox this season as the 0-1 pitch to Mexicano just misses low and away for ball one. 58-54 record this season. They are 22-24 in the second half of the year. That is literally the same second half record as Mexicano fouls off the 1-1 pitch and one game up on the overall record. Should be a pretty fun series. Now, Augusta, they did great in Fredericksburg last week, but this week, playing against Charleston, it hasn't been so hot for them. They are 5-5 in the last 10 games, and here's the 1-2 pitch. Busted bat as a bouncer over to third. Shuffling towards first is Romero, and he makes a throw in time for the first second out of the inning. So Daniel McElveny, who has a base hit today back in the fourth inning, and has reached with the walk his last time up, will step up towards the plate. Mendez doing a good job through the first two batters he has faced. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's a fastball that misses low for ball one. Their home record, though, for the Augusta Green Jackets, as we were mentioning earlier, not as good. 7-16 this season. Not that hot. So a chance there maybe for the Red Sox as the 1-0 pitch to McElveny will go inside and low for ball two. And then it all comes down to the last series of the year. The Fredericksburg Nationals, 7-game series against the Salem Red Sox. 6 games the Red Sox will be the home team. 1 game the Fredericksburg Nationals will be the home team. And that Wednesday doubleheader. The 2-0 pitch to McElveny, and this one's high and inside for ball three. Now, Fredericksburg is the team to chase right now in the Carolina League North Division. A 28-18 second half record. Overall record at 61-51. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that's a fastball in there for a called strike one. Now, the Nationals have been excellent in the late stretch. 4 of their last 10. Their away record is around 500 at 12-11 as they've lost a few to the Lynchburg Hillcats. 3-1 fastball, called strike two on the outside corner. Full count, 3-2. Pitch on the way, and that breaking ball will miss low for ball four. And Alejandro Mendez cannot believe it as he'll go back towards the rubber as he took a few steps towards the first base dugout. Well, McElveny has walked for the second time today. He has reached base 3 out of the 4 times he's been brought up to the plate. And speaking about reaching safe today, here's John Frank Salazar. He's a home run shy of the cycle. 3-3 day, and his first pitch is taken high and outside for ball one. Started off with his first triple of the season, then picked up a single, and then got his first double of 2022 at the single A level. Now batting at 316, has 6 RBIs this season. Has one today, and the 1-0 pitch, a chopper towards the third base side. Scooped up by Romero, takes a hop step over towards first, and Willems gloves it at the bag for the third out of the inning. So the Salem Red Sox will strand one base runner in the frame, and we're going to bring a new pitcher on. And when I say we're, I mean the Salem Red Sox are going to bring a new pitcher on for the top of the ninth inning. 6-4, the Salem Red Sox lead. They're 3 outs away from closing the series with the win. Three more outs to go for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 6-4 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. But the top of the order is coming up against the new pitcher out of the bullpen, Blake Lubier. Nathaniel Cruz's day comes to a close after three solid innings of work, and Lubier's first pitch is fired low and outside for ball one. So we're going to have Prado, Fabian, and Beavers, as the 1-0 pitch will be just low for ball two. So take one last look at Nathaniel Cruz's line. Three innings of work, gives up two hits, one earned run, and the 2-0 pitch by Lubier misses low for ball three. Tying run right now for the Delmarva Shorebirds is in the on-deck circle. And here's the 3-0 pitch by Lubier. It's a fastball at 92 for a called strike one. Kids sticking around here at the ballpark, with kids run the bases after the game, as the 3-1 pitch by Prado is fouled off, and the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So good recovery here from Lubier in the first batter here in the top of the ninth inning. Gained back-to-back strikes against Elio Prado. He has grounded out 4 times today. 0-4 day. And here's the kick in the deal from Lubier. Chopper towards the third base side. It'll be foul. And we'll have another 3-2 pitch coming up. Prado, who was originally acquired by the Boston Red Sox organization, was traded over about 3 years ago on July 13th, 2019. Alongside with Noel Bert Romero. And here's the 3-2 pitch from Lubier. It is a bloop down the right field side, and Miller was hoping it would go foul, and it did land in foul territory, and will stay at a 3-2 count. You know, it's at a point where the first baseman's running back and he has no chance of getting to it, and he's just like, go. Keep going that way. Land on that side of the white line, please. And the ball listened to him. 3-2 pitch from Lubier. Hard hit ball, third base side. This will go through for a base hit. Prado has his first base hit of the day as it rolls to the wall out in the left field corner. And Elio Prado with a stand-up leadoff double. And the tying run for the Shorebirds will come to the plate in the form of Judd Fabian. Good first battle from Blake Lubier, but cannot put aside that first out of the inning, as Blake Lubier this season has really been all over the place with some of his. And we now see Judd Fabian come to the plate. 0-2 days so far for the Delmarva left fielder, and the first pitch is in there for strike one. When Lubier is on his money, I mean, he's a solid pitcher, the 13th round selection. Now the 2019 MLB draft. Earlier this week, he didn't have a great performance against the Shorebirds, so we'll see what's in store here in the top of the ninth. 0-1 pitch to Fabian, and this misses upstairs for ball one. 6-4 Salem Red Sox lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Although the Shorebirds are out hitting the Red Sox by 3, they are trailing by 2. 1-1 pitch from Lubier, and this will be lifted out towards right field. Coming in is Lopez, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Tough batter to surrender at the plate, and Blake Lubier puts Fabian aside, who looks like he might go hitless in the first game of his series. So next up is Dylan Beavers, who also does not have a hit today. With one out and a runner at second, first pitch to Beavers. It's a fastball that misses outside for ball one. I mean, we look at Fabian, Beavers, and Wagner. That 2-3-4 part of the order. If I told you it was the top of the ninth, and only one of them has a single base hit, I wouldn't believe you. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Beavers, and that fastball misses low for ball two. Beavers hitting at 400 this week for the Shorebirds, and Delmarva needs it now more than ever. He represents the tying run in the top of the ninth inning. A 2-0 count in the work. Pitch is on the way. Check swing by Beavers. The appeal says he goes. Brian Laws behind the pitcher's mound said that the batter went in on the through the check swing. That's a big strike one for Lubier. Lubier takes a look at the batter's box. Pitch is on the way, and this one gets past McIlvaney. Prado will jog from second to third. And he's now 90 feet away from making it a one-run ball game. Hitter's pitch coming up for Beavers as well. Center fielder is in a 3-1 count. He has one on-base appearance with a walk in the third. Outside of that, a pair of groundouts and a flyout. 3-1 pitch to Beavers. Hard hit ball to the right side. Scooped up by Chase Mydroth. Can't get it the first time. He gets the runner at the second attempt. And that's a big second out of the inning. It drives home Elio Prado. So Beavers will be credited with the 6th RBI of the series. But now the tying run remains in the batter's box. And now it is Max Wagner who will be stepping in. Two outs on the board, 6-5 Salmon lead, and Wagner's first pitch out towards left field. Meredith makes the catch in stride. Out number 3, out number 27, and the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-5 to even up the series and cap off this competitive 6-game slate against the Delmarva Shorebirds. A big bottom of the 4th inning, and even though Delmarva score 2 unanswered runs down the stretch, the Salem Red Sox are able to hold it off with the combined bullpen effort of Nathaniel Cruz, or even to include Miguel Suero in that, Nathaniel Cruz and Blake Lubier. Tomorrow strike first with 2 runs in the top half of the 1st inning. Salem got a run back in the bottom of the 3rd. Delmarva made it a 2-run game again in the top of the 4th. The Red Sox have that big bottom of the 4th inning when they add 4 runs, 3, as they make it a 6-3 ball game in the bottom of the 6th. And then Delmarva, a run in the top of the 7th, a run in the top of the 9th, but a little too little, a little too late for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and the Salem Red Sox take this win. They improved to 58-55 in the regular season, 23-24 in the second half. Meanwhile, for the Delmarva Shorebirds, they dropped to 40-72 on the season, and they dropped to 19-29 in the second half of the season. Well, this was the 24th meeting of the year between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox, and the final in the season series goes Salem Red Sox 15, Delmarva Shorebirds 9. The Salem Red Sox will be on the road for one of their longest road trips of the season. 2 weeks down in the beautiful state of South Carolina. They'll have a 6-game series against the Columbia Fireflies next week, followed by a 6-game road trip or 6-game series against the Augusta Green Jackets following. The Salem Red Sox will be back at home on September 6th to start a 7-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. That's the next time you'll be hearing from me here on MILB.TV. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday night and a great 2 weeks ahead. Final score today, the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 6-5 here at Krillin Clinic Field. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll be back in 2 weeks for more Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.TV.